T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Cajula okay for tomorrow? Is he 100%?
He looks to be. I would expect him in the lineup tomorrow. If anything changes, he won't be. But based on today's skate, he was felt good to go. So unless there's a flare-up, he's good to go.
I don't want to make an assumption. Is Anderson your goalie tomorrow?
That would be an assumption, but if we decide that, we can announce it later or tomorrow morning, but not right now.
Curtis, talking about Casey Middlestead this week, when he, 2 years ago, he went through something, and Kyle was talking about it yesterday, he did a deep dive on his game, he assessed things, like, what did you see from him coming out of that, I guess, like, what did he do, and what changed right away?
I'm sorry, when was that, Bill?
What? Casey Middlestead,
yeah.
2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago, okay.
You know, he went to the minors,
yeah.
Clearly during the long off season, he did a deep dive, and he changed some things, and he came back into
He emerged, but he was, intuitive enough and competitive enough to put a lot of different pieces and messages together, and in the context that they needed to be of, you know, maybe his skill set, the experience he's gaining. You know, he went to Rochester. I can remember sitting down with him multiple times watching clips with him when I first got here. He ended up going then to finish the year that first year I was here in Rochester. And I talked to him a lot that summer, knowing, you know, he's coming back here, which would have been last season. And he just, you could sense and feel the maturing, you know, that he was putting all these pieces of what people had, you know, presented to him, different people, all good people within the game, from maybe his agent to old coaches to, you know, the coaches in the American League, the coaches here. And it seems like he found a way to piece all of that together within the identity of his skill set, just a whole maturation process. I've mentioned many times, he's a competitor. So that's all of that is the formula for what we see now out of him.
Don, you take the temperature of your team every day. Where is, if you take your own temperature today, the day before the opener, you've never been a head coach for an NHL opener before, where are you at today?
I'm good because our guys are in a good place. It really hard part of coaching is to not overcoach, and I've learned that long ago, and I've watched that. I think some of the most successful coaches in any sport find that balance of not overcoaching. And again, like I said, I learned that and I lived that long ago. You bring your team to a certain situation. You have a priority list. You know you can't cover everything. It's impossible, especially in day one, game one, especially in one training camp. And you got to let go of a lot and just allow them to play. So I'm in a good place because I just feel the guys gave us great effort and great focus during training camp, and now it's time for them to play. And, you know, I guess one of the biggest things in coaching over the years that I've gathered is, you know, when you go through all these processes and crises as a coach and develop players and you win, you lose, you go for championships, what you become very comfortable with is just coaching in the moment. So you get excited about the moment because you get a chance to just read and react and use the experience you have. And And that might be in the moment, the post game. That might be breaking down film and saying, okay, this is what we're going to target in a video session tomorrow and practice the next day, and we need to do one-on-ones with this guy and that guy. But, you know, I'm very comfortable coaching in the moment and taking information in as it comes to help correct. So I'm excited for tomorrow for that, for all of that. It's a, finally we get to start the real process.
But coaching in the moment is important, and I know you're focused on the product on the ice, but when you probably were reminded or sensed that, I mean, the fan support, it was preseason, but there were very few people in the stands. How conscious, or maybe subconscious, in the back of your mind, your player's mind, is it to having to win the fans back after what's gone on and the fact that they haven't been here and are hesitant to come back?
Well, foremost, you have to play, and I've said it before. I mean, our sport is entertaining. We need to play it that way. We need to play with the passion, the energy, and I'm really excited over the summer that we brought players in that fit that, and they complement those here that have that. And you know, one of our only motto this year is you know, we talk about earning things, and that goes hand in hand with what you're mentioning, John. You have to earn respect, and it has to be re-earned every single day in our business. And we want players that know that, accept that, but love that. You know, they love the job that they're doing so much. Like, yeah, damn it, we'll take on this task. And again, that was a big part of when I took over. I just think we need to play an exciting, energetic style, and things will fall where they may. So I don't think it's in the back of our head, or back of our mind, you know, the crowd. We have to do our job, and our job is to play the way we want to. And we know we want to make people proud of being part of – we want to be a part of Buffalo. I think these guys do, and we've made that part of our discussions with them. And you should be damn proud to be a hockey player. This is a privilege and an honor, and play with that passion.
Some coaches – like to take the easy way out and find a defensive system in which it's easy to play, and the left wing lock came into play, and it generated low scoring games but wins for that coach. Why? What in your mind gives you the confidence to be able to be the aggressor and play an entertaining style, knowing that it's going to be high scoring games? And that's what some coaches don't like.
Well, the confidence I would say I have is I've done it for years and years and drilled it and practiced it and developed it. And so I've seen it work. If you look up one stat or two stats that are kind of the same in the NHL, and you just look at it historically, the last place teams in the league winning percentage when they're up a goal at the end of the first period, when they score the first goal or when they're up a goal. And it's incredible. It's the winning percentage is most often what the top team in the NHL is overall in the standings. So when you look at that and you say, if some of the last place teams in the league have a winning percentage, 500 to 600, when they score the first goal of the game, why would you spend so much time on defense? Because you're going to be down goals, and you can't concede those games. And so I don't want to be conservative. There's lots of games, and lots of winning depends on being ability to come back. And if you don't know how to do that and you only know how to defend, that's a recipe for disaster, in my opinion. And it's always been my approach to it, and it'll continue to be that way for that reason.
The schedule going back to normal, playing different teams, you're not playing the same handful, you know, night in and night out. What benefits can there be from a coaching and developing standpoint with younger guys, having to face different players around the league, having to face different, you know, styles of play, you know, unlike last season when it was pretty predictable who you were going to face night in and night out?
Yeah, you know, I said it lots of times, and I still hold to it. Last season was extremely challenging because there was no escaping a good division and good teams, you know, every night. You couldn't sneak up on anybody. And you know, now it's different with 30 teams. Teams are sneaking up on each other all the time because you can't factor in all the – you don't know the other team, and they're not going to know you like we did last year and through the whole league and being in the same division. So, but I guess, Lance, it's still going to be us trying to get to our game every night. You know, we have a pre-scout. We certainly respect the other team. This league is loaded with talented hockey players and teams. So you have that same respect for every team you play. They have players on that team and overall a team. If you don't do the right things, they're going to exploit you. That's for certain in this league. So I think from the preparation side, we're looking more at consistencies that are from game to game rather than, you know, how somebody's different than the next guy.
Dylan Cousin is a high draft pick, and he had a really good world championship with Team Canada last year, just like the Sabres. Might have been a tougher season. What's your evaluation of Dylan, and what's your expectation for him for his second season in the NHL?
Yeah, Dylan, like everybody else, I don't have expectations like a player should score this many goals or achieve this much. I just want our players in the moment. I want them prepared for the next moment, practice hard, train hard, know what they're targeting going into the next moment, game, practice, whatever it may be, not get too far ahead of themselves. And, you know, when you have young players, they're taking in so much experience day to day that if we keep the focus on what I just said, they take in each every – they become better every day at a faster rate. So we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves with Dylan. And that's going to be our continued approach with that, and any guy, really.
I know you can watch a lot of films, but your brother was coaching Cole Caulfield. What have you learned from maybe Tony about Cole Caulfield? You're going to be facing him for the first time in the NHL tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a dynamic dynamic personality, a dynamic player. Very, very quick. You know, his skill set, not only is he a great shooter, he's got a great hockey sense, and his quickness is, you know, as I just mentioned, there's lots of players in this league that can hurt you if you don't respect them, and you know, he's a talented player that you have to do that. And but yeah, I've watched him a lot. I watched him as a kid even, and I actually played with his father on a junior team, so I've tracked Cole and his brother for a long time, and he deserves to be where he's at, and I'm excited to see him, actually. Not score, though. I'm not excited to see him score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.